So, what's your thoughts this week, Jay?
Do what now?
What's your thoughts on coming back, just in general?
It's a preseason game. You know, we got to keep that in perspective. We got to kind of take care of ourselves, offensively and defensively, and just go out and play.
Jay, do you have any regrets about the way your time in Denver ended?
I think both sides would change certain things and go about it a different way. But I think both sides are happy now, and we're moving on.
Jay, what specifically would you change?
There's just certain things. I'm not going to get into specifics, and I'm sure they're not going to either. It happened. It's over with, and you know, we're both moving in different directions.
I'm assuming you're expecting a pretty unfriendly response from the fans here.
I would guess that.
Does that bother you at all?
No, I mean, I think it should be expected. I mean, they're good fans there, and you know, we kind of left. It wasn't the best situation, so I mean, that should be expected, I think.
Jay, I'm not sure how much blitzing you see in preseason games, but do you expect more than your fair share in this one?
I mean, it's a third preseason game, so kind of offenses and defenses are adding a little bit more and a little bit more, and you know, some different wrinkles out there. So we're just going to be on our toes and be prepared for anything.
Jay, what kind of advice would you give to Brandon Marshall right now, being with what you went through and what he's going through now?
I haven't talked to Brandon. You know, I don't know anything about the situation really.
What's been your relationship like with the team and the coaches there?
It's been great. You know, they welcome me with open arms since my first arrival, and you know, working with the offensive coaches and all the offensive guys, it's been a learning process. I think for both of us, everyone kind of getting to know each other, but I think we're heading in the right direction.
Do you think you had to prove anything to them? I mean, obviously they might not have known you personally, but what they'd heard in Denver and how it happened. Do you think you had anything to show them about you?
Yeah, I think any time a player gets traded to a different team and they give up what they gave up for me, there's definitely you got to go out there and prove yourself and make them believe that you're worth what they gave up for you. So I think OTAs and training camp and preseason, I mean, I'm still kind of proving myself.
Jay, could you kind of clarify, maybe for the final time, it wasn't the fact that necessarily that you were about to be traded or could have been traded for Matt Cassel. It was that, you didn't think they were upfront about it, or B, you couldn't get assurances that you wouldn't be traded again.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to go into specifics about that whole situation of what they said and what I said, and it's you know, it's done and it's over with. I think at the end of the day, we both felt it was better to go in different directions, and you know, I think both sides are happy.
How would you compare the offensive line situation, Chicago to Denver, and then the receivers that you got there?
Well, Denver line is really good. Those guys did a great job last year for me. This year here with the Bears, we got Owen there. He's been here for a long time. Went out and got Orlando Pace. Got a young right tackle and Chris Williams, and got two experienced guards. So we got some new guys in there that are still getting acclimated to this offensive line and this system. But I think we're going to be really good up front.
How difficult do you think it's going to be for Denver to replace you long term?
I have no idea. You know, I haven't really thought about it. It's Denver's business now.
Any desire, Jay, to shake hands with Josh or say hi before the game?
I mean, if I see those guys, I see those guys. You know, I'm not going to seek them out. I mean, I've got business I got to take care of there. I got a game that I got to play in. So we'll see how it goes.
Jay, now that you guys have gone your separate ways, what kind of a coach do you think Josh is going to make in the NFL?
He's going to be a good coach. I think their offense is going to be fine. I think Kyle's going to be fine. He's an offensive mind. Just the brief amount of time I was able to spend with him, he's impressive. He knows a lot about offenses. He knows a lot about getting guys open and scoring points, as everyone's seen when he was in New England. So I think they're going to be fine.
I'm sure you've been watching some film this week. What differences have you noticed in the Denver defense?
It's a lot of differences. I mean, I don't know half those guys. It's a totally different scheme. They're, you know, they're attacking the football. They're coming downhill. It's an aggressive defense. So we have to prepare hard this week and get ready for them because they're going to be coming.
Of the guys that are here, that are maybe the guys that you know from last year, are there any guys that are really difficult to game plan against?
a champ. I mean, champ's a champ. You're not going against him. You always got to be careful. You always got to be on your toes because he's a heck of a football player. And, you know, he's been doing it for a long time. He's smart. You know, he's still at the top of his game.
Jay, in a perfect world for you, would you have preferred to not have to come play a game in Denver this year?
It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't really matter to me. You know, it's still preseason. You know, I get to go back and see some of those guys that I haven't seen for a while. And, you know, go get some really talented defense. So it's going to be exciting.
I think any fans here have kind of taken your side? You know, won't boo you and you know, kind of blame the team a little bit?
I highly doubt it.
Talking about coming and playing against your old team, is it a little different because it's the preseason and the real focus is still on your own team?
Exactly. You know, we still are preparing ourselves. We're very limited in how much game planning we're doing. We're focused on our offense and our defense of going out there and running our plays and just executing them. And if they run some sort of stunt or some blitz that we haven't covered, then, you know, so be it. We're not going to get all wrapped up in that. Our main goal right now is focusing on Green Bay in our first game.
Do you think you could have fit in this offense?
Can we get?
Do you think you could have fit in this offense and Josh McDaniels' offense?
I mean, I don't know. Why not?
Jay, have you talked to Mike?
Shanahan?
Yeah.
I have not.
Not at all?
Not really.
Does that surprise you or no?
No.
Okay.
Mike's busy playing a lot of golf.
Well, I thought maybe he'd buy your house or something.
I would like him to buy my house. I think his house is probably big enough though for a few people. I think he'll be all right.
Maybe he could store his cars at your house or something.
That'd be, yeah, I could just be like a big garage for him.
Yeah. Any uncomfortable moments with Ron Turner when you got there, or did you just remind him maybe he should have given you a scholarship or anything?
No, he got that out in the air right away, and he was cool. I laughed about it. We both kind of said, you know, it worked out best for both of us. So Ron's been great. We've both been learning from each other, you know, talking after every practice, after pretty much every play, and just making sure we're telling everybody the same thing, we're all on the same page, and we're trying to grow as an offense.
Is it hard to come in and try to be a leader in that situation, or what have you done to?
It comes over time. It's something you can't force, especially as veteran as this team is, and we've got some guys, especially defensively, that have been here for a long time, and Owen's been here for a long time. So he's got to gain their trust, and you can't force that type of thing. So it's coming along well, though.
Are you hoping this is a long-term situation for you there?
Absolutely. You know, hopefully my moving days are behind me.
Was that part of the issue in all this? Did you see yourself as being when they drafted you, did you see yourself as being the Denver Bronco quarterback for a long time?
Yeah, I think anybody thinks that. You know, you never really want to move teams. You want to be in the same situation, the same offense for an extended period of time and make your home there. So, but it happens. You know, it's part of the business. Very few guys are lucky enough to be on the same team their entire career.
You, I don't want to keep poking at this, but you said you had not talked to Brandon. Is that by choice from both of you? Have you just not had time? Or
I mean, we text each other just making sure everything's okay, but I haven't been able to sit down and call Brandon and, you know, ask him about his situation or, you know, how everything's going out there. You know, I keep in touch with a lot of those guys and just make sure everything's okay with them and, you know, see how they're doing, but we haven't gotten to any in-depth conversations about his situation.
Jay, is there anything you'll miss about Denver? Maybe a rivalry with Rivers in San Diego or anything?
I had fun in Denver. You know, it's not like I didn't enjoy my time there, because I did. I mean, I loved my teammates. I loved playing there. But there's certain things that happen that, you know, force you to move. And one of those things did happen. So it's, you know, had to move on.
Speaking of Rivers, did you like the contract he signed?
Yeah, I was happy for him. Yeah, he got paid. He is hard to tell. You know, he's played really well the last 3 or 4 years.
How do you feel about being in the same division as Favre now?
Played Favre, you know, the last 3 years. Thought maybe last year was the last go at it. But, you know, he's going to come back. I think it's good for the game. I think it's good for football. And it's going to, you know, make the NFC North a little bit more interesting.
If I asked you how you would rate Denver fans now, what would you say?
I wouldn't even acknowledge the question. Not even go back down that road, because no matter what I say, it's going to be wrong.
We're learning. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks, Jay.